This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Dozens of Starbucks workers in Colorado walked off the job this morning. They're on strike to try to speed up ongoing contract negotiations at stores that have already unionized. Ashaya Seacrest is a barista who picketed in the snow outside her store in Denver's Cherry Creek neighborhood.
I'm just hoping that we can get to the bargaining table and actually get some sort of contract going and also get the benefits that everybody else is getting that isn't a union store that we are not getting.
The one-day strike shut down at least three other stores across the state in Superior, Colorado Springs, and Greeley. Workers at other Starbucks nationwide also went on strike. One election ends and another one begins. The race to be mayor of Denver now starts in earnest, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
There are many, many names. Former State Senator Mike Johnston announced last night. Current State Senator Chris Hansen announced on Monday. And they join a crowded field with City Councilwoman Debbie Ortega, State Representative Leslie Harrod, Lisa Calderon. And last night, Kelly Bruff, the former head of the Denver Chamber of Commerce, held a kickoff event in Rhino.
I'm Kelly Bruff. I'm a candidate for mayor of Denver, and I would be honored to have your support.
And the candidates have been busy behind the scenes. They've raised more than $1.2 million in contributions so far, in what's expected to be a very expensive race. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
And the snow keeps on coming for folks on the Front Range. Up to 6 inches are possible around the foothills and Boulder. Denver could see 4 inches, maybe more. Keep it here for the latest. This is CPR and KRCC.